Okay, we will now get this call started. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Technology Task Force Working Group Team on Monday the 21st of January at 1600 UTC. On today's call we have Dev Anantilutsing and Avery Doria. Apologies noted from Gordon Chilcott. From staff we have Natalie Peregrin and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also just remind you to state your name for transcript purposes. And also, Natalie will be taking action items. If you would be so kind as to clearly state them, no summary minutes will be taken, as the transcript will be available within 48 hours. Thank you. Over to you, Dev.
Thank you, Gisela, good day, everyone. My name is Devan Antilakshan speaking. On the agenda, we've just have a very short agenda, actually. But just to review the action items from our last meeting in November, the action items was to have a page on accessibility of the tools used by At Large. This page has been created, but not much content has been added to it. The intent of having a page on the accessibility of tools used by At Large was prompted by the concerns posted by an At Large member that the MyICANN.org web service that was introduced by ICANN as to pull in updates from all the various EACs and SOs was not accessible for visually impaired users. And this prompted a discussion within a few persons in At Large as to whether are the technology tools used by At Large are accessible. So one of the action items the standing action item is for now for the technology task force to evaluate and review the tools used by At Large, and well, perhaps let ICANN know, so that they can then attempt to take steps to rectify that situation. So that page has been created, but to date, no evaluations has taken place as such. Regarding action items to add YouTube integration for the At Large social media strategy, that has been done. The action item regarding working with Matt from At Large staff to begin publishing content that will normally be distributed by the At Large staff, that has not been taken place. And Matt and I have been playing, meeting tag, over the past 2 weeks here. So this action item is still open. So the action item to work with Matt from At Large staff to work on the At Large social media strategy is still open. And let's see. And also there's an action item which I'll come to later on in the agenda, which is to document the number of steps it takes to find something on the wiki. So next item on the agenda was the updating of the At Large technology workspace. There's been not much significant updates since the December period, and I think what I will have to do as a formal action item is to now post to the regular RELO list regarding some of the content that's already been put up on the technology workspace. Some of the content such as the web conferencing, I think, is complete to some extent, and I'll post the link in the chat here for Avery to take a look at, and to really get some wider feedback. Whether the information is too complex to understand, is it really achieving its goals of making it easy for end users to understand the tools used by At Large, and so forth. So one of the action items is to begin posting some of the completed articles on the technology workspace to the wider mailing list. And by the way, Avi, feel free to jump in if you have any comments or questions. Okay, moving on to item number 5, which is the upcoming at-large web wiki training session at the ICANN Beijing meeting. The Technology Task Force is going to be having a meeting during the ICANN Beijing meeting. It's going to be tentatively scheduled for the Wednesday at 9 a.m. local time. And the idea is to go over to do a wiki training session for members of At Large. Apparently, AP RALO, that's the Asia Pacific Regional At Large Organization, they are planning to have various members come in to the Beijing meeting. And one of the things that they have been looking at is that many of those persons in AP RALO have difficulty understanding how to use the wiki. And so given that one of the standing agenda items for the TTF is to, well, be a help desk to At Large, it was suggested that the TTF could hold a meeting in Beijing to then offer training as to how to use the wiki. There's also a possibility of also discussing whether to do a status update on the At Large website. Now, this is the At Large website. This is not just the wiki. And to demonstrate any possible progress that has been made. And that could also be done. At this point in time, though, a lot of the work in updating the At Large website is more behind the scenes. Right now, there's a review of looking at what articles on the At Large website should be migrated to the new At Large website. And then once that takes place, the ICANN staff in charge of the website redesign will then be looking at that information to then come up with a proposed template or proposed layout. Whether they'll be able to do this in the time for Beijing is not clear. So go ahead, Avery.
This is Avery. Yeah. One of the things that I noticed, when stuff gets archived, it gets even harder to find. Now, maybe I'm the only one that's constantly going back to history to try and show why something was derived the way it was derived. But I've noticed on the general website, you know, unless I get somebody inside ICANN to give me a clue as to where to look for things that were done 4 or 5 years ago are almost impossible to find on one's own. So I'd worry that the migration of this page only organizes the new stuff, the stuff that people decide is worth keeping, and all the old archive stuff ends up in a heap somewhere. Yeah, it's still there, but it's not organized in any sort of reasonable way and becomes hard. And I think organizing the archives for easy searchability is as important, well, not quite as important, but nearly as important as having the new stuff easy to find. Thanks.
Thank you, Avi. And I would agree with you. I think what tends to happen is that because it's so hard to find on the At Large website, what you have to find is to find someone who was there at the time, and they're probably able to pull it from their email archives, from their personal email archives as to what was done and so forth and what happened. And I agree with you. I think having the history behind certain topics as to what has happened and why At Large did what it did at that time, I think is important. But just to give you the size of the amount of information and website information that's on the At Large website, there are about 1,900 items of individual web pages on that at-large website, on the old, well, I should say the current at-large website that has to now be migrated to this new design. So it's a lot of information, and indeed that is going to be a challenge. And I think it's definitely what you've suggested, that, you know, that the history of decisions and topics made in time is important. And so having it also being searchable and therefore indexable is, I think, it's important. Also accountability, transparency, but also accessibility. Any new person's coming into at-large, I think, is going to find it very difficult. It's like jumping into a river that's moving very fast. And unless you have some idea where the topic discussion has started, it's going to be harder for them to get adjusted to it. So going back to the wiki training, one of the action items I would have to do is, as chair, is to, well, perhaps contact the VELOS, the secretariat of the VELOS, and ask them for, well, suggested. Let me phrase this carefully. What are the suggested things that you do on a wiki that are hard to do? Or put in another way, what would your members like to see to learn more about using the at-large wiki? So once we have that information, then we can craft a session that's tailored to answer those questions from at-large members. So, okay, let's see, going back to the agenda, let's see. Item number 6, update on the at-large social media strategy. Well, as I mentioned, as part of the action items, I have to work with Matt to see who within at-large staff is actually going to be coordinating the information, the releasing of information that will go on the, that will be published as part of the at-large social media strategy. I think it's just a case of just the technology is already there. It's not really a technology issue anymore. As I mentioned in the presentation at the ICANN Toronto meeting, we evaluated several technology tools already. We've chosen the best one. We've implemented it. So now it's just really a case of now for at-large staff, or whether at-large staff wants to handle it, to actually start actually using the at-large social media to post content. There is one thing I noted as part of a technology tool. There's a tool called Deliverate. I'll just post the link in the chat. Okay, and what that tool does, it allows you to auto-post your content from an RSS feed to the various social media websites, and it also supports Google+, so which is probably one of the only tools I know that allows this type of cross-posting to not only Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, but to Google+. So it's a tool that, you know, perhaps we could just keep in mind and probably do some testing to see if we decide to do a Google+ page, then we could adopt it. But so it's just something to just note for now. Oh, and I see Juan Manuel Rojas has also joined the call. Welcome, Juan. And I see, yeah. Although we might be finishing just soon, but that's all I have to say on the at-large social media strategy. So the action item again is to work with Matt to look at the content that will be going, that will be posted by the at-large staff, but on the social media networks. So that action item is still pending. And I think we are coming now to any other business. Avery and, well, Juan, do you have any thoughts or questions or anything you want to, or any teas regarding any at-large technology tool you want to bring up? Now's the time to do it.
Not me.
Not you? Everything works.
No, this is Avery again. It's not that everything works, but it's just that I have nothing I feel like bringing up at the moment.
Okay. Okay. But, I mean, but your comments on the on having historical archives is noted, too. I should have mentioned, actually, maybe I should mention something on the any other business that I didn't include in the agenda, and I probably should have, was the ideas to up to improving the organization of content on the at-large wiki. Let me just put that link there. I think many of us in the technology task force feel that the way the wiki is all structured could be improved because it is so difficult to find things and so forth. So I've included all of the tips that have been, all the suggestions from the technology task force that have been collected so far. What we do have to do as a next step is to, and this is also another outstanding action item, is to measure the number of steps it takes to find a particular item. So, and actually, Avery, I suppose maybe someone who's brought up trying to find the history of things, perhaps you could suggest certain, not right now, but on the list, suggest certain things that you think should be easy to find by at large, but it's not. And the next thing we also have to do is ultimately the technology task force is probably going to have to look at one of these things and see in coordination with at large staff which reorganization of the wiki, which idea to implement. Because I think what all I think at-large staff, and I'm thinking at-large staff would welcome help, assistance in this regard, but I think it has to be really coordinated so that it is really, the at-large staff can, the at-large staff can incorporate it in their workflow. If it's something that's going to be working totally separate from, like, if the technology task force was to try to reorganize it, implement the idea by on its own, I think you're going to have things out of sync. So we really do need to coordinate closely with our large staff to see which idea can be implemented, and to try to implement it in a structured way. So, and also, I'm talking more about this. We're going to have to look at which, prioritize which idea is should be the most one should be implemented, because I don't think we can really implement every single idea at once. Okay. I think that was it for I'm seeing things posted in the chat here. Okay, Avery, I note that comment that
you had asked an example of was to want to find something. Give me an example. So, as I say, my current obnoxious topic of the day is suffrage. And I'm told, we discussed it all and dealt with it. So I'm saying, okay, great. where's all that discussion so I can build on it as opposed to repeating it? And I have no idea where to start.
Right. Okay, point six. I think that's a useful sort of point to try to see how that works. I see Man Rojas is typing.
Give me an example so I came up with one quickly.
That's a good one. That's not a problem. Thanks. I see Juan is typing something. Juan, if you're connected. Okay. Okay, well, Juan, do you want to speak to this? Okay, great. I assume you're referring to the tool, the at-large social media strategy, but I'll let you speak. All right, well... Okay. All right, well, unfortunately, I think it looks like Juan is not able to actually... And he suddenly just lost connectivity, unfortunately, completely as well. Okay, well, Juan, I'll communicate with Juan and perhaps he can post it to the mailing list. Okay, so... So to recap... So the three action items are I see one has now come back in. Let's see if he can quickly make his comment. Or if not one, I could read. If you want to type it in, I'll just read it in. Okay, Juan. Well, if perhaps what you can then do is to email me and or email the Technology Task Force list, and then we can discuss it after the call. All right. Okay. I'm just looking at the summary action items that this at-large staff has typed. And actually, I have to say it's pretty complete, actually. Thanks for this. So those are indeed the action items that's been posted in the EC room, the Adobe Connect room, in the action items pod. So thanks for that. And I think, well, unless Juan wish to type to... Let's see. Okay. Well, I think there'd be nothing else to further to say. I think we could then adjourn the call. And... Well, I'd like to thank Avery and Juan for joining the call and to at-large staff. And I look forward to actually completing some of these action items in time for Technology Task Force meeting in Beijing. So I think at this point I'd like to thank everyone and bye for now. The call is now adjourned.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you.